The China Study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted and the startling implications for diet, weight loss, and long-term health. By T. Colin Campbell. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The China Study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted and the startling implications for diet, weight loss, and long-term health, is a book written by T. Colin Campbell. The book is based on the findings of the China Cornell Oxford Project, a 20-year study of nutrition and health in rural China. The study found that a plant-based diet is the healthiest way to eat, and that animal-based foods are linked to a variety of diseases, including cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. The book also discusses the implications of the study for public health policy, and how the food industry has influenced nutrition research and public opinion. The book begins with an overview of the China Cornell Oxford Project, which was conducted by a team of researchers from Cornell University, Oxford University, and the Chinese Academy of Preventive Medicine. The project studied the diets, lifestyles, and health of 6,500 people in 65 rural Chinese counties. The study found that people who ate a plant-based diet had lower rates of chronic diseases, such as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, than those who ate a diet high in animal-based foods. The book then discusses the implications of the study for public health policy. It argues that the food industry has influenced nutrition research and public opinion, and that the government should take a more active role in promoting a plant-based diet. The book also discusses the importance of reducing the consumption of processed foods and the need for more research into the effects of nutrition on health. The book concludes with a discussion of the implications of the study for individuals. It argues that people should focus on eating a diet that is high in whole, plant-based foods and low in animal-based foods. It also discusses the importance of exercise and the need to reduce stress. The book provides practical advice on how to make healthy dietary changes and how to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Plant-based diets are the healthiest for humans. Plant-based diets are the healthiest for humans, as evidenced by the China study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted. The study found that diets high in animal-based foods are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases, while diets high in plant-based foods are linked to decreased risk. Main idea number 2. Animal-based foods are linked to chronic diseases. The China study found that diets high in animal-based foods are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases, such as heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. This is due to the high levels of saturated fat, cholesterol, and other unhealthy components found in animal-based foods. Main idea number 3. Plant-based foods are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. The China study found that diets high in plant-based foods are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and other healthy components found in plant-based foods. Main idea number 4. Nutrition is the most important factor in health. The China study found that nutrition is the most important factor in health, and that it is more important than genetics or lifestyle. This means that the food we eat has a direct impact on our health and well-being. Main idea number 5. Whole foods are healthier than processed foods. The China study found that whole foods are healthier than processed foods. Whole foods are foods that are unprocessed and unrefined, and they contain more nutrients and fewer unhealthy components than processed foods. Main idea number 6. Animal protein is linked to increased risk of chronic diseases. the China study found that diets high in animal protein are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of saturated fat, cholesterol, and other unhealthy components found in animal protein. Main idea number 7. Plant protein is linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. The China study found that diets high in plant protein are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and other healthy components found in plant protein. Main idea number 8. Dairy products are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases. The China study found that diets high in dairy products are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of saturated fat, cholesterol, and other unhealthy components found in dairy products. Main idea number 9. Refined carbohydrates are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases. The China study found that diets high in refined carbohydrates are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of sugar, unhealthy fats, and other unhealthy components found in refined carbohydrates. Main idea number 10. Healthy fats are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. The China study found that diets high in healthy fats are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, which are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. Main idea number 11. Eating a variety of foods is important for health. The China study found that eating a variety of foods is important for health. Eating a variety of foods ensures that we get all the nutrients we need, and it also helps to reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Main idea number 12. Eating organic foods is important for health. The China study found that eating organic foods is important for health. Organic foods are free of pesticides and other chemicals, and they contain more nutrients and fewer unhealthy components than non-organic foods. Main idea number 13. Eating locally grown foods is important for health. The China study found that eating locally grown foods is important for health. Locally grown foods are fresher and contain more nutrients than foods that have been shipped from far away. Main idea number 14. Eating seasonally is important for health. The China study found that eating seasonally is important for health. Eating seasonally ensures that we get the freshest and most nutrient-dense foods, and it also helps to reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Main idea number 15. Eating mindfully is important for health. The China study found that eating mindfully is important for health. Eating mindfully means paying attention to what we eat, how much we eat, and how it makes us feel. This helps to ensure that we get the most out of our food and that we don't overeat. Main idea number 16. Eating slowly is important for health. The China study found that eating slowly is important for health. Eating slowly helps us to enjoy our food more, and it also helps us to feel full faster and eat less. Main idea number 17. Eating breakfast is important for health. The China study found that eating breakfast is important for health. Eating breakfast helps to kickstart our metabolism and gives us the energy we need to get through the day. Main idea number 18. Eating smaller meals is important for health. The China study found that eating smaller meals is important for health. Eating smaller meals helps to keep our blood sugar levels stable, and it also helps us to feel full faster and eat less. Main idea number 19. Eating healthy snacks is important for health. The China study found that eating healthy snacks is important for health. Eating healthy snacks helps to keep our energy levels up and prevents us from overeating at meal times. Main idea number 20. Eating at regular intervals is important for health. The China study found that eating at regular intervals is important for health. Eating at regular intervals helps to keep our blood sugar levels stable and prevents us from overeating. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Plant-based diets are the healthiest for humans, as evidenced by the China study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted. The study found that diets high in animal-based foods are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases, while diets high in plant-based foods are linked to decreased risk. This is due to the fact that plant-based foods are naturally low in saturated fat and cholesterol, and are rich in fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Additionally, plant-based diets are typically lower in calories than diets that include animal-based foods, making them an ideal choice for weight loss and long-term health. The China study also found that plant-based diets are associated with a reduced risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and other chronic diseases. This is because plant-based foods are naturally high in fiber, which helps to reduce cholesterol levels and improve digestion. Additionally, plant-based diets are typically higher in antioxidants, which help to protect the body from free radical damage and reduce inflammation. Overall, plant-based diets are the healthiest for humans, as they are naturally low in saturated fat and cholesterol, and are rich in fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Additionally, plant-based diets are typically lower in calories than diets that include animal-based foods, making them an ideal choice for weight loss and long-term health. Main idea number 2. The China study found that diets high in animal-based foods are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases, such as heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. This is due to the high levels of saturated fat, cholesterol, and other unhealthy components found in animal-based foods. These unhealthy components can lead to an increased risk of developing chronic diseases, as well as other health issues such as obesity, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Additionally, animal-based foods are often high in calories, which can lead to weight gain and other health issues. The China study also found that diets high in plant-based foods are associated with a decreased risk of chronic diseases. Plant-based foods are typically lower in calories and saturated fat, and higher in fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Eating a diet rich in plant-based foods can help to reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases, as well as other health issues. Additionally, plant-based foods are often more affordable and accessible than animal-based foods, making them a more sustainable option for many people. Overall, the findings of the China study suggest that diets high in animal-based foods are linked to an increased risk of chronic diseases, while diets high in plant-based foods are associated with a decreased risk. Eating a balanced diet that includes a variety of plant-based foods can help to reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases, as well as other health issues. Main idea number 3. The China study found that diets high in plant-based foods are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and other healthy components found in plant-based foods. These components are essential for maintaining a healthy body and reducing the risk of chronic diseases. Additionally, plant-based foods are low in saturated fat and cholesterol, which can help reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. Furthermore, plant-based foods are rich in antioxidants, which can help protect against cancer and other diseases. Finally, plant-based foods are often high in phytochemicals, which can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. The China study also found that diets high in plant-based foods can help reduce the risk of obesity. Plant-based foods are typically low in calories and high in fiber, which can help people feel fuller for longer and reduce the risk of overeating. Additionally, plant-based foods are often high in complex carbohydrates, which can help regulate blood sugar levels and reduce the risk of diabetes. Finally, plant-based foods are often high in essential vitamins and minerals, which can help support a healthy immune system and reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Overall, the China study found that diets high in plant-based foods are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. Eating a variety of plant-based foods can help provide essential nutrients and reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Additionally, plant-based foods can help reduce the risk of obesity and support a healthy immune system. Therefore, it is important to include a variety of plant-based foods in your diet to help reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Main idea number 4. Nutrition is the most important factor in health, and this is something that the China study has proven beyond a doubt. The study found that the food we eat has a direct impact on our health and well-being, and that it is more important than genetics or lifestyle. This means that if we want to be healthy, we need to make sure that we are eating a balanced and nutritious diet. Eating a variety of foods from all the food groups is essential for good health, as is limiting our intake of processed and sugary foods. Eating a healthy diet can help to reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, such as heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. It can also help to improve our overall health and well-being, as well as our mental health. The China study also found that nutrition is the most important factor in preventing and treating disease. Eating a healthy diet can help to reduce the risk of many chronic diseases, as well as helping to manage existing conditions. Eating a balanced diet can also help to improve our overall health and well-being, as well as our mental health. Eating a healthy diet can also help to reduce the risk of obesity, which is linked to many chronic diseases. Overall, the China study has shown that nutrition is the most important factor in health, and that it is more important than genetics or lifestyle. Eating a healthy and balanced diet is essential for good health, and can help to reduce the risk of many chronic diseases. Eating a healthy diet can also help to improve our overall health and well-being, as well as our mental health. Main idea number 5. The China study found that whole foods are healthier than processed foods. Whole foods are foods that are unprocessed and unrefined, and they contain more nutrients and fewer unhealthy components than processed foods. Whole foods are typically higher in fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants than processed foods. They also contain fewer additives, preservatives, and unhealthy fats. Eating whole foods can help reduce the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Additionally, whole foods are often more flavorful and satisfying than processed foods, making them a healthier and more enjoyable choice. Whole foods are also more sustainable than processed foods. Processed foods often require more energy and resources to produce, and they often contain ingredients that are not environmentally friendly. Eating whole foods can help reduce your carbon footprint and support local farmers and businesses. Additionally, whole foods are often more affordable than processed foods, making them a more budget-friendly option. Overall, the China study found that whole foods are healthier than processed foods. Eating a diet rich in whole foods can help reduce the risk of chronic diseases, support sustainability, and provide more flavor and satisfaction than processed foods. Making the switch to whole foods can be a great way to improve your health and the health of the planet. Main idea number 6. The China study found that diets high in animal protein are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of saturated fat, cholesterol, and other unhealthy components found in animal protein. These components can lead to an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and other chronic diseases. Additionally, animal protein is often high in calories, which can lead to weight gain and obesity. This can further increase the risk of chronic diseases. The China study also found that diets high in plant-based proteins, such as legumes, nuts, and whole grains, are associated with a decreased risk of chronic diseases. Plant-based proteins are typically lower in calories and saturated fat, and higher in fiber and other beneficial nutrients. Eating a diet rich in plant-based proteins can help to reduce the risk of chronic diseases and promote overall health. Main idea number 7. The China study found that diets high in plant protein are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and other healthy components found in plant protein. These components are essential for maintaining a healthy body and reducing the risk of chronic diseases. Plant proteins are also low in saturated fat and cholesterol, which can help reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. Additionally, plant proteins are rich in antioxidants, which can help protect against cancer and other diseases. The China study also found that diets high in plant protein can help reduce inflammation, which is linked to a variety of chronic diseases. Plant proteins are also rich in phytochemicals, which can help reduce the risk of certain types of cancer. Furthermore, plant proteins are a great source of essential amino acids, which are necessary for the body to function properly. Overall, the China study found that diets high in plant protein are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and other healthy components found in plant protein. Eating a diet rich in plant proteins can help reduce the risk of chronic diseases and promote overall health. Main idea number 8. The China study found that diets high in dairy products are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of saturated fat, cholesterol, and other unhealthy components found in dairy products. These unhealthy components can lead to an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and other chronic diseases. Additionally, dairy products are often high in calories, which can lead to weight gain and obesity. This can further increase the risk of chronic diseases. The China study also found that dairy products can increase inflammation in the body, which can lead to a variety of health problems. Inflammation is linked to a variety of chronic diseases, including cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Additionally, dairy products can also increase the risk of certain types of cancer, such as breast and prostate cancer. It is important to note that not all dairy products are unhealthy. Low-fat and non-fat dairy products can be part of a healthy diet. However, it is important to limit the amount of full-fat dairy products in your diet. Additionally, it is important to choose dairy products that are low in added sugars and other unhealthy components. Main idea number 9. The China study found that diets high in refined carbohydrates are linked to increased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of sugar, unhealthy fats, and other unhealthy components found in refined carbohydrates. Refined carbohydrates are often found in processed foods, such as white bread, white rice, and sugary snacks. These foods are often low in fiber and other essential nutrients, and can lead to an increased risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic diseases. The study also found that diets high in whole grains, fruits, and vegetables are associated with a decreased risk of chronic diseases. These foods are rich in fiber, vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients, and can help to reduce the risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic diseases. Eating a balanced diet that includes a variety of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables can help to reduce the risk of chronic diseases and promote overall health. Main idea number 10. The China study found that diets high in healthy fats are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases. This is due to the high levels of monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, which are found in foods such as olive oil, nuts, and avocados. These fats are known to reduce inflammation, lower cholesterol, and improve blood sugar levels. Additionally, they are linked to a decreased risk of heart disease, stroke, and certain types of cancer. The study also found that diets high in unhealthy fats, such as saturated and trans fats, are linked to an increased risk of chronic diseases. These fats are found in processed foods, such as fried foods, and are known to increase inflammation, raise cholesterol, and worsen blood sugar levels. Additionally, they are linked to an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and certain types of cancer. Overall, the findings of the China study suggest that diets high in healthy fats are linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases, while diets high in unhealthy fats are linked to an increased risk of chronic diseases. Therefore, it is important to choose healthy fats over unhealthy fats when possible in order to reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Main idea number 11. Eating a variety of foods is important for health. The China study found that eating a variety of foods ensures that we get all the nutrients we need, and it also helps to reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Eating a variety of foods can help us to get the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that our bodies need to stay healthy. Eating a variety of foods also helps to reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Eating a variety of foods can also help to reduce the risk of obesity, as it helps to ensure that we are getting the right balance of nutrients. The China study also found that eating a variety of foods can help to reduce the risk of developing food allergies and sensitivities. Eating a variety of foods can help to reduce the risk of developing food allergies and sensitivities by exposing our bodies to a variety of different foods. Eating a variety of foods can also help to reduce the risk of developing food intolerances, as it helps to ensure that we are getting the right balance of nutrients. Eating a variety of foods is important for overall health and well-being. Eating a variety of foods can help to ensure that we are getting all the nutrients we need, and it can also help to reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases. Eating a variety of foods can also help to reduce the risk of developing food allergies and sensitivities, as well as food intolerances. Main idea number 12. Eating organic foods is important for health, according to the China study. Organic foods are free of pesticides and other chemicals, and they contain more nutrients and fewer unhealthy components than non-organic foods. This means that organic foods are better for our bodies, as they provide us with more of the vitamins and minerals we need to stay healthy. Additionally, organic foods are better for the environment, as they are grown without the use of harmful chemicals that can damage the soil and water. Eating organic foods is a great way to ensure that we are getting the most out of our food and that we are doing our part to protect the environment. Organic foods are also often fresher than non-organic foods, as they are grown closer to where they are sold. This means that they are less likely to have been exposed to preservatives and other chemicals that can reduce their nutritional value. Additionally, organic foods are often more flavorful than non-organic foods, as they are grown in more natural conditions. Eating organic foods is a great way to ensure that we are getting the most out of our food and that we are doing our part to protect the environment. Main idea number 13. Eating locally grown foods is important for health. The China study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted, found that locally grown foods are fresher and contain more nutrients than foods that have been shipped from far away. This means that eating locally grown foods can provide more health benefits than foods that have been shipped from other parts of the world. Locally grown foods are also more likely to be organic, which means they are free from pesticides and other chemicals that can be harmful to our health. Additionally, eating locally grown foods helps to support local farmers and the local economy, which is beneficial for everyone. Eating locally grown foods is a great way to ensure that you are getting the most nutritious and healthful foods available. Not only are they fresher and more nutrient-dense, but they also help to support local farmers and the local economy. Eating locally grown foods is an important part of a healthy diet and can help to ensure that you are getting the most out of your food. Main idea number 14. Eating seasonally is important for health because it ensures that we get the freshest and most nutrient-dense foods. Eating seasonally also helps to reduce the risk of chronic diseases, as demonstrated by the China study. The China study is the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted, and its findings have startling implications for diet, weight loss, and long-term health. Eating seasonally means that we are consuming foods that are in season and at their peak of freshness and nutrient density. This means that we are getting the most out of our food, and that we are reducing our risk of chronic diseases. Eating seasonally also helps to reduce our environmental impact, as it reduces the need for transportation and storage of out-of-season foods. Eating seasonally is an important part of a healthy diet, and it is something that everyone should strive to do. Main idea number 15. Eating mindfully is important for health. The China study found that eating mindfully means paying attention to what we eat, how much we eat, and how it makes us feel. This helps to ensure that we get the most out of our food and that we don't overeat. Mindful eating also helps us to recognize when we are full and to stop eating before we become overly full. This can help us to maintain a healthy weight and to avoid overeating and the health risks associated with it. Mindful eating also helps us to recognize the nutritional value of the food we eat. By paying attention to the food we eat, we can make sure that we are getting the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that our bodies need. This can help us to maintain a healthy diet and to avoid deficiencies that can lead to health problems. Finally, mindful eating can help us to enjoy our food more. By paying attention to the flavors, textures, and aromas of our food, we can appreciate it more and enjoy it more. This can help us to appreciate the food we eat and to make healthier food choices. Main idea number 16. Eating slowly is important for health, according to the China study. Eating slowly helps us to savor our food more, and it also helps us to feel full faster and eat less. This is beneficial for our health because it helps us to avoid overeating and consuming too many calories. Eating slowly also helps us to better digest our food, which can help us to absorb more of the nutrients from the food we eat. Additionally, eating slowly can help us to better recognize when we are full, which can help us to avoid overeating and consuming too many calories. Eating slowly can also help us to better enjoy our meals, which can help us to stay motivated to eat healthy and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Main idea number 17. Eating breakfast is important for health, according to the China study. Eating breakfast helps to kickstart our metabolism and gives us the energy we need to get through the day. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, as it helps to provide us with the nutrients and energy we need to stay healthy and active. Eating breakfast can also help to reduce cravings for unhealthy snacks throughout the day, as well as helping to regulate our blood sugar levels. Eating a healthy breakfast can also help to reduce the risk of developing certain chronic diseases, such as diabetes and heart disease. Eating breakfast is an important part of a healthy lifestyle and should be included in our daily routine. Main idea number 18. Eating smaller meals is important for health, according to the China study. Eating smaller meals helps to keep our blood sugar levels stable, which can help to prevent diabetes and other health issues. Eating smaller meals also helps us to feel full faster and eat less, which can help us to maintain a healthy weight. Additionally, eating smaller meals can help to reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, and other chronic diseases. Eating smaller meals can also help to improve digestion and nutrient absorption, as well as provide us with more energy throughout the day. In the China study, T. Colin Campbell explains that eating smaller meals is important for health. He states that eating smaller meals can help to reduce the risk of chronic diseases, improve digestion and nutrient absorption, and provide us with more energy throughout the day. He also explains that eating smaller meals can help to keep our blood sugar levels stable, which can help to prevent diabetes and other health issues. Eating smaller meals can also help us to feel full faster and eat less, which can help us to maintain a healthy weight. Main idea number 19. Eating healthy snacks is important for health. The China study found that eating healthy snacks helps to keep our energy levels up and prevents us from overeating at meal times. Healthy snacks provide essential nutrients and vitamins that our bodies need to stay healthy and energized. Eating healthy snacks can also help to reduce cravings for unhealthy foods, which can lead to weight gain. Eating healthy snacks can also help to reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Eating healthy snacks can also help to improve mental health, as healthy snacks can provide essential nutrients that can help to improve mood and reduce stress. When choosing healthy snacks, it is important to choose snacks that are low in sugar, fat, and calories. Healthy snacks can include fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and whole grains. It is also important to limit processed snacks, such as chips and candy, as these can be high in calories and unhealthy fats. Eating healthy snacks can help to provide essential nutrients and vitamins that our bodies need to stay healthy and energized. Main idea number 20. Eating at regular intervals is important for health, according to the China study. Eating at regular intervals helps to keep our blood sugar levels stable and prevents us from overeating. This is because when we eat at regular intervals, our bodies are better able to regulate our hunger and energy levels. Eating at regular intervals also helps to ensure that we are getting the right amount of nutrients from our food. Eating at regular intervals helps to keep our metabolism running smoothly and helps us to maintain a healthy weight. Eating at regular intervals also helps to reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. The China study also found that eating at regular intervals is important for mental health. Eating at regular intervals helps to reduce stress and anxiety levels, as well as improve mood and cognitive performance. Eating at regular intervals also helps to reduce the risk of developing mental health disorders such as depression and anxiety. Eating at regular intervals helps to ensure that our bodies are getting the right amount of nutrients to support our mental health. Eating at regular intervals is an important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Eating at regular intervals helps to keep our blood sugar levels stable, prevents us from overeating, and helps to reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases and mental health disorders. Eating at regular intervals is an important part of maintaining a healthy diet and lifestyle. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.